Good morning to all you beautiful people out there in Audio Boo Land. I have to go and check to see if there's any mail here at my parents' place, so I thought I would record a boo as I do that. It is another very windy day. I'll try to shelter the microphone as much as I can from all the wind noise, but it may be a lost cause. But it's very sunny. Yesterday, the weather unfortunately was not that warm. But it was nice enough. I mean, I was still able to spend the majority of the day out of doors. I actually brought a Braille book with me to read while I'm here. And so, yesterday afternoon, I sat out for quite some time on the front porch reading that. It's a medieval mystery, which is set in a 14th century English monastery called Crowfield Abbey. My goodness, sorry, I'm just walking past this huge plant. So I wanted to stop and check it out. It must be a spider plant of some kind. The leaves are enormous. My mom also has these gorgeous Annabelle hydrangeas around here. I have to go down to the end of my parents' road to the mailbox. And so on my way, I pass these wonderful Annabelles, and here they are. They are so gorgeous. They're these great big huge, I think they're white puffballs. I'll have to ask Mom what color they are, but I'm assuming they're white. Oh my, they are so pretty. Yeah, so anyway, last night, Mom and Dad and I went out for supper at a pub that they both really enjoy going to. They really like the barbecue chicken wings there. I'm not so keen on those myself, but we also shared a Greek salad, and that was delicious. Oh my goodness. It is a beautiful day out here. Yes, very windy indeed, but so nice. I don't have my cane with me this morning because, unlike in the city, there are no curbs here and generally no obstacles to circumnavigate. So it's actually quite a freeing experience. I'm able to walk quite quickly, as you can probably hear. Ah, there is a cedar hedge. So that means the mailbox has to be around here somewhere. Let me aha, yes, here it is. And do we have any mail? The answer is no, we do not. Alrighty then. Well, I had a very cool experience at the pub last night. As we were finishing our meal, in walked someone that I hadn't seen for, I think, nigh on 16 years. So we walked over to him to say hello, and it turns out that he's doing very well. He's running for the city council in the area where he lives. So I wish him all the best of luck. The trouble is that the last time we got together, it was not a very pleasant experience for me because I drank far too much rye and coke and I got more than a little tipsy. In fact, I would say I was probably three sheets to the wind. So that was not an experience I would care to repeat. Now, what on earth is this? Sorry, I've just run into a lovely bush here. It's got these really neat fronds, feathery fronds on it. Wow, lovely. Sorry, I love to look at plants and flowers, or feel them anyway, because I can't actually see them. And of course I'm very gentle, because I would not want to harm my mother's flora. Um, So yeah, it was fun to catch up with this guy last night. But I discovered very quickly that he hasn't changed a whole lot in 16 years. He was always a bit of a tease, and it seems that he still is. Unfortunately, we couldn't have a very long conversation because the pub was super busy and very noisy. So, when Mom and Dad and I got home, Mom and I went for a really long walk. She actually brought the horse whip with us because there's a coyote that has been hanging around. It actually came quite close to the house a couple weeks ago. And Mom did not want to run into that. And so she thought that if she brought the horse whip, she could scare him off with it. Oh, I meant to mention also, and I forgot in my last boo, that I got my blood work done that I needed to accomplish on Tuesday. Dad actually very kindly took me to a local lab, and they will fax my results to my endocrinologist, and I'm sure that he will give me a ring if he needs to see me again. I had a really funny experience though at the lab. The first tech that I saw couldn't find a vein anywhere. She looked and looked and poked and prodded, but not a vein could she find. So she said, "Are you even alive, chick? There's no blood flow here." And I said, "No, I'm a zombie. Brains." So, she said, "Well, I'm gonna have to get one of my colleagues to check you out because I'm just not finding anything." Now, mind you, my veins are very deep, so they can be quite troublesome to locate. But funnily enough, the second tech that came was able to find one almost immediately. So there was no needless poking and prodding with needles, which is good. I've had that happen before. I also talked to my grandma on Tuesday night, which was lovely. Lucky thing, I am very envious of her at the moment, I'm afraid, because she just got a present that I would love. A friend of hers gave her the entire series of Keeping Up Appearances. I love that show. For those who are not acquainted with it, it's a British comedy, and it's fantastic. I think my favorite British comedy is probably Are You Being Served? But I love Keeping Up Appearances too, and I have for years. Anyhow, folks, I shall stop rambling here because I think I'm about to run out of time. So have a fantastic day, and I will catch up with your booze as soon as I can. Take care, folks.